Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and there's little e-news that goes out. You can subscribe to that. We promise we won't spam you, but there's some really cool information about what's happening in the city, in the region, Hunter region. That could be a great resource to you, your church, your business, whatever organisation, whatever you're doing, and whatever the Lord's blessed you with, the steward. You're going to love my special guest. Last week I caught up with Steve Sutton. We've got him again this week. He is the founding pastor of a charity, Soul Hub, that came out of what is now known as Life Church, and Steve was the lead pastor. Just to recall a little bit, Steve, it's great to have you again.
Thanks, great to be here, Rick.
Fantastic. We're in Soul Hub now, and so it's, I don't know what the kitchen's worth, but it's worth a bit. It's flash. Not like how it started in Newcastle West, Denison Street, many, many years ago. But you asked this question, which was the catalytic question, if our church was to close today, would the community miss it? And so you guys were honest enough to say, nah, no one would miss it. It was a strong church, you know, hundreds of people recording albums and, or what were they back then, cassettes?
CDs and cassettes.
CDs and cassettes. And so like high quality of worship and praise, but knowing that there's many people that are coming to church are passing plenty. And so, well, they would just distribute, you know, if they were closed, but the community wouldn't know any different. And so you pondered that and come up with Soapbox Cafe, jazz venue, events monthly, the living room, like a connect group with business and people, entrepreneurs and leaders, talking about biblical principles applied to life and business. Yeah. Which was really, really cool. And then Soul Cafe came out of this. The charity, which is amazing, we're standing in today. And so I guess, firstly, what I'd like to say it publicly, thank you, Steve, your leadership team, for being courageous enough to ask a really brave question and seek the Lord for an answer to that question. We are in Soul Hub now. I'll quote some figures, they'll be wrong. I think there's 400 volunteers here over the course of a month. There'd probably be 2,000 meals a week that's happening. There's doctors' clinics, podiatrists come in, hearing, back specialists, there's recovery programs, Centrelink and all these other services come in, NDIS providers, laundry service, and probably a whole bunch of other little things that happen here. But the reason it's happening, because you were brave enough to say yes. And, you know, I've said before, we're all interims. Someone was before us, someone will be after us. We're just got to be good stewards of what we're... So thank you. We honour you as the founding pastor of this charity that continues to flourish today. Thank you, mate.
Well, if I can repay the compliment and thank you, because you have stewarded what we could never foresee this. We started off, you know, small beginnings. Our heart was to care for those that are on the margins, for the, for the poor and needy. And we did that well. But you and the team here have taken it to a level that we never foresaw what I've stepped into here. And it's really quite remarkable. So thank you for running with the baton that was placed in your hand and being faithful to the legacy that we were able to deposit with you.
Well, it's been a great joy. And you just talked about vulnerable people. Just let's flesh that out a fraction, because... you know, you've been in Seoul in recent weeks interviewing researching what's come from it, where it's shifted, or has it shifted from its original mandate. There was three key words when you initially set it up, and they were acceptance,
welcome, inclusion, and dignity. We probably wasn't conscious of those themes when we started off, but as I've done my research, that was what was sitting behind our desire, was to, regardless of where anybody was from, that they would feel welcome, that they would feel included, and that they would be treated with great dignity.
Is that what you're observing?
Yeah. I mean, in my interviews and the research that I've done, it's so clear that, and the themes that keep popping up are non-judgmental, the sense of acceptance, the sense of belonging, community, kindness. So they really do resonate strongly with those original values that we kick this thing off with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just in the venue looking at a statement. We've got a few statements that have helped shape the culture around, and this one, is only a space for volunteers, although we had guests in here on programs. We will do all we can with whatever we have for whoever comes through our doors. And, you know, some of these things, they just come out, you know, in the journey. Because it is like, no, we're going to go above and beyond. I mean, I think that's the Christian,
absolutely,
should be the Christian response.
Yeah. But I think one of the phrases I've heard you use and others use around here is that Soul Hub is a community response to a community need. And it's not just necessarily a Christian response. I have the sense that this is overwhelmingly supported by non-Christians financially, in terms of the support, and then also in terms of volunteerism as well.
Yeah. So it is. It's a compassionate community response. Yeah. Very generous. Yeah, I don't know the numbers. We don't do the numbers, but I would say the vast majority of our volunteers would come from our community. I would say 95% come from our community. They find us. We don't advertise. And the vast amount of financial support would come from beyond from our community. It's their generous response.
Yeah.
I think people want to do something.
Absolutely.
And make. Yeah. I think we're created to do something. Absolutely. To help people. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest, Steve Sutton. He's the he was the lead pastor of Life Church, and the catalyst and founding pastor of the charity, which is now Soul Hub. Here in the city, some 2 decades ago, I think that was all 2+. You led the church for 13, 14 years, long time. It was a great church. Well, it is a great church, still here. Just speak into it. There's a couple of proverbs a couple of parables that really speak to the essence of what this is.
Yeah, so the first would be the parable of the lost son, the prodigal son. And that is such a beautiful story. It's this picture of a wayward lad who returns home. He's got his script prepared.
Yeah.
And the father kind of says, hey, you're welcome. Not only welcome, you're included. And I'm going to treat you with dignity. You know, I'm going to clean you up.
Yeah, celebrated.
Shoes for your feet, you know, a ring for your finger, cloak, and celebration, which is a sense of dignity, you know, this idea of... And that's such a subversive story because, you know, the religious culture would say that son should have been excluded or served some time of penance or something or other, or demonstrated the fact that he had changed. But no, it was just this instantaneous... welcome back, come back, and treated with such respect and honor. And I love that story, careful. And that's kind of the spirit behind the formation of Soul Hub. And then the other story is the story of the banquet, where, you know, the invitation goes out to those who would generally again be excluded and unwelcome.
Yeah,
and I think both of those stories, and then there's another key story too from one of my heroes, Tony Campolo, who tells a story of a lady called Agnes. He was in Hawaii late at night, early hours of the morning, 3 o'clock, and this lady Agnes, who's a street sex worker, comes in, mentions it's her birthday, and She'd never had a birthday celebration before. So Tony Campolo decides to organise a birthday party for her the following night and invites all her friends around. And here in this diner in Hawaii, 3 o'clock in the morning, they throw a celebration for Agnes. And I just think that's the kingdom.
That's the kingdom.
That's the kind of thing I imagine Jesus would do. And I think that's the kind of thing that, if we're representing Jesus well, that's the kind of thing that we should be doing.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. And it's a bit on the edge, but Jesus was on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, it might not fit some church culture, but it fits kingdom culture.
Absolutely.
I love that one. The father's response to that the boy coming home, it's just, it was just over the top.
Yeah.
You know, so how might our Father, Heavenly Father, respond?
Yeah.
To people in society that would be seen as outcast or down and outers or, you know, in the margins or...
And that's what you sense when you come in here. Soul Hub is an over the top response in some people's eyes towards those that may have colourful pasts, you know, but often they're often victims and... through no fault of their own, find themselves, you know, on Struggle Street. And yet there's this wonderful over-the-top response, whether it's in terms of greeting and making people feel welcome, the quality of the food that's being served. I think it's beautiful, the variety of services that are provided.
We use that little phrase, you know, don't judge somebody by the chapter of their life we're reading today, because there's been chapters that have helped form that one. Our hope is that we can engage in this chapter and help rewrite a new one.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
And you're right. Many of our listeners, we've all broken. Absolutely. We've all got brokenness. We carry brokenness. We've got hurts, disappointments, pains. Some of us may be carrying addictions, all sorts of different things, broken relationships. It's a mess. And life can be a mess. Mm. And, you know, maybe that's the place for the church to bring healing.
Absolutely.
That's why in our church gatherings, everyone should be welcome.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what they look like, what they smell like.
Yeah.
And if they don't fit your church, they will fit a church somewhere near you. And that's the beautiful thing about the body of Christ.
Yeah. I mean, we've spoken about privately around this idea of God's preferential care for the poor.
Yeah.
And the sense is, if you ever want to locate God, rub shoulders with those who are in need, rub shoulders with those who are on the margins, because that's where God's close to the broken. Find the brokenhearted, because that's where you'll find God. God is close to the brokenhearted. So, and this is what I've stepped into here at Soul Hub is, I think, a microcosm of the kingdom. Because there are people from all walks of life here. And if I can share a story, I sat down with a younger person, an older person yesterday, from very different backgrounds. One of the young guys was a person of faith, the older person wasn't. Different socioeconomic backgrounds, probably very different family stories, certainly different political convictions. And yet here they sat together on the couch as I was interviewing them as friends. So this, what normally polarizes people in our society today, they had very, very, very different. And yet they sat together on that sofa as friends. And I was deeply moved, because to me that was a picture of the kingdom, how people who have from diverse backgrounds can set aside their differences and love and respect one another, which these two people obviously did.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, that's very beautiful. I'm just conscious, Steve, that some of our listeners may, you know, have friends or family members, or they themselves may be in situation or circumstance that's just out of control, you know, stuck in something. How would you encourage them, mate?
Well, I think the person of Jesus is the answer, but I think it's the person of Jesus enfleshed within a community of people.
Yeah.
So it's this idea of Jesus is still being incarnated today, in my mind. He's still taking on flesh in the form of those whose values align with the kingdom values.
Mm.
So, like, hate Christ in the midst of a community that embodies the values of Christ.
Mm, beautiful, mate. Beautiful. It's been such a joy catching up with you again, mate. It's been one of the great joys in my recent time to catch up with you again and to learn more, and even more so to get some of your reflections as well. It's been a great joy. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
We're blessed by you, and the city's blessed by what you started many, many years ago.
There were a number of people involved in that, and they deserve the credit as well.
I must say too, many of our listeners would know Kingdom Works. We look to champion unity and connect the body of Christ and activate mission in the cities. This guy, Steve, was a catalyst for unity in this city many, many years ago with a few other pastors, many, many years ago, and this church helped underwrite some of those initiatives.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for that, I'm very thankful as well, mate. And we're all beneficiaries of all that.
Absolutely.
Bless you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, it's been great being with you again. I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. If you want to connect with us, kingdomworks.org.au, that's where you'll find us. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.